Volume 5, Number 616, Comment on the Resurrection. Jesus says, "The fervent prayers of Mary have anticipated my resurrection by some time. I had said, 'The Son of Man is about to be killed, but on the third day he will rise from the dead.' I died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon of Friday. Whether you count the days by their names or you count them by their hours, it was not the dawn on Sunday that was to see me rise. With regard to the hours, they were only 38 instead of 72, in which my body had remained lifeless. With regard to the days, it should have been the evening of the third day to say that I had been in the sepulchre 3 days. But Mary anticipated the miracle. As when with her prayers she opened the heavens a few years in advance of the predetermined time to give the world its salvation, so now she obtains some hours in advance to give comfort to her dying heart. And I, at the beginning of dawn on the third day, descended like the sun, and with my brightness I broke the human seals, so useless before the power of a God. With my power I prized open and overthrew the stone watched over in vain. With my apparition, like lightning, I knocked down the utterly useless guards placed as guardians of a death that was life, that no human power could prevent from being such. By far more powerful than your electric current, my spirit entered like a sword of divine fire to warm the cold remains of my corpse. And in the new Adam, the Spirit of God breathed life, saying to itself, 'Live, I want it.' I, who had raised the dead when I was only the Son of Man, the victim appointed to be burdened with the sins of the world, should I not have been able to raise myself, now that I was the Son of God, the first and the last, the eternal living being, he who holds in his hands the keys of life and of death? And my corpse felt life go back to it.